normally refer to people whose skin is black.
So how do we refer to them? Black. Well, some say black and some say colored and some say negro.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's the trend is toward more people saying black?
Most people saying black now. Uh-huh. Now that's a recent trend.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they recently started that.
Well, how do you normally refer to people whose skin is white?
Well, white people.
Oh,
sometimes they say crackers.
Is that meant as an insult or is it?
I wonder. I don't know. But I always say white people.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, if a black person was mad at a Negro, are there any words he might call him?
Negro.
That is an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next question I was going to ask was whether that would be an insult. Okay, well, suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son stepped on it and broke it. He could say that the man got awfully
angry.
Okay, and suppose you've been working hard all day, like today I'm sure, and come home at night and sit down and say, boy, I'm really
tired. I'm exhausted.
Okay, and at school, the principal can send a child home because the child is naughty, but the school nurse might send him home because the child
is sick.
Okay, and if a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick where?
Down.
Okay, you say in a stomach, or at a stomach, or on a stomach?
Maybe at a stomach, in a stomach, I
guess. When you think about it, it's really hard to remember.
It is. I don't remember what I say in a case like that. But maybe at a stomach.
Okay. And have you heard of a name for a noisy, prankish celebration that happens right after a wedding? If people want to tease the bride and the groom, they get pots and pans and bells mm-hmm. and noisemakers. Do you know what that's called?
No.
Have you ever heard it called maybe a chivalry or a serenade?
Serenade. I hear that quite often.
Oh. And how do you, what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, well, you better be good or the what's going to get you.
I don't want anything other than a spook.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you greet your friends on December 25th?
That's the first. Merry Christmas.
Okay. And if you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, when you get there, you could say, boy, I'm glad I don't have to work this
day. Carry this day long.
And do you have a name for an animal that has a really hard shell that just can pull its legs up and its head up into its shell?
Turtle.
And are there differences if the turtle is, or if this animal anyway is in the water as opposed to living on the land?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay, have you heard people call them gophers if they live on the ground?
Well, are they the same?
I don't think so.
There's a gopher and there's a turtle. Now, in my way of thinking.
Does the gopher have a shell? Or do you think, or does it, is it a furry animal?
I really don't know.
It's always been a furry animal, but on the coast, people call it a gopher, a turtle, I mean a hard shell.
Gopher.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I just wondered what people in this part of the country.
Well, I really don't know, because I've never seen a gopher.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen a turtle. I've seen turtles. And I know it's a difference
uh-huh.
from what I hear people say about a gopher, but I've never seen one.
Okay.
And what the difference is, I really wouldn't know.
Uh-huh.
But they aren't the same.
Yeah, well, it must mean that you don't have them around here.
Maybe not.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitin.
Okay, and what do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
And what do you call the upper part of a man's body, say from his waist to his shoulders?
His thigh. From his waist to his chest. From his waist to his chest.
Uh-huh.
His body?